Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. He is here to receive you just as you are. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths. Come aside and rest in the peace and presence of your Father. He is beyond compare. Yet He welcomes you to be with Him and know His infinite strength tonight. Heavenly Father, there is none like you. Holy and awesome is your name. The whole earth is full of your glory. May my heart also be filled with the fullness of your presence by your Spirit tonight. Help me to gaze in adoration upon the one who is worthy to be praised. Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 to 7 says, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will set you free from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. We like to think of our lives being our own. I'm in control. I decide my destiny. And that's partly true. But Israel's history illustrates another truth too. God's chosen people were enslaved by the Egyptians. But God says to them, I will redeem you and make you my own. You will be mine, and I will be yours. There were only two choices for the people: belong to Egypt as their unpaid, abused, disrespected labor force, or belong to the loving Lord of heaven, who would elevate them to be his own special people. And we have a similar choice to make. We can belong to ourselves, be our own God, and be enslaved by all of our own fleshly appetites, attitudes, and addictions. Or we can belong to the Lord as His chosen, beloved children. The choice is ours. Are you a slave of a cruel master tonight? Or are you the beloved child of God who redeems people from even the lowest pits and elevates them into His own family? As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in and out. And in and out. And in. And out. Let's pray. Father, as I consider your words to your enslaved people, I am humbled by your magnificence and power. No one compares to you, Lord. And I want to surrender my life to you once more. Dear Lord, thank you that you are the God of heaven and earth. Please make this truth a reality to me. Help me to put all my faith in you. Please keep me from turning to idols or false hopes. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 to 26 says, "To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?" says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each one of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Let's close with a final prayer. Heavenly Father, no one is your equal. Yet you have lifted me up to be your beloved child. How amazing is your love for me? How awesome are all your deeds? May my life be a song of praise to your glory. And may my sleep tonight be sweet. For I am held by the one who is beyond compare. Amen.